Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It must be me. My last phone gave me such a ridiculous time with changing spellings of words. From actual words that I wanted to write to nonsense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was like a troll job always by my phone. And I think this one... I don't know even how long I've had it. It could be a year. I don't even know. It could be 20 years. This one has now moved that way. I'm just frantically ripping off a text to a group thread with one fantasy team. Waivers are tonight. And you know where the letters are located on a keyboard. I'm typing the word with. And I go, it's fast. Like the music's playing. We're on. W-I-G-G. The G is right below the T. The G is right next to the H. Mm-hmm. W-I-G-G. And I just space because, you know, I'm going fast. And instead of with, it changes it to wiggles. Okay, well, at least wiggles, yeah. Which is probably a word I've never literally written on a text, is a word that starts W-I-G-G. So you got to give my phone that much credit. I wanted
now,
with.
I wonder, because I suspect when this happens to me regularly that it's because I make the same mistakes all the time, like you're saying, like typing certain words. So then I think maybe your phone is going to think you want wiggles all the time now.
I just so don't want wiggles, and now I'm saying wiggles, and it's hearing me say wiggles.
Right.
The next word I want is. The team with less is. Something like that. The next word I want is I write IS, and it changes it to us. It changed is, which is what I wanted, and a word to us. And this is killing me. I just don't change it if it's right. Fine, I'll give you wiggles. I didn't spell it right. You didn't know.
Right.
I'll give it to you. Fine. I
help.
Get it.
You're trying to help. Yeah, right.
Like when I had an editor and, okay, yeah, I missed that one. Thank you. You saved me. But then if I was right, don't change it to something wrong. Don't do that to me. All right. We made it. I found the hockey game. It was...
Oh, this game from the 80s that you went to with your sisters and your dad?
Yes. It was against Calgary in November of 1983. I knew it was November, too, because it was a birthday present. And so I would have been 12. My sisters are younger than I am. They and my father and I went to this game. It was 11-2 Sabres over the Flames. Perro had three goals. And the score was, let's see, 7-2 with 3.5 minutes to go. And the Sabres scored four times after that.
Wow.
Calgary was just ready for the check.
Yeah.
Reggie Lemelin.
Where's Sneaky Joe? Goalies, you know.
Okay. By 80, 83, 84. I didn't remember Jerry Korab coming back.
Oh,
a second act with the Sabres for Korab.
Yeah, yeah.
You would have remembered that because he was your favorite.
He was my favorite, yes. Not a complicated process. The first hockey team I played on, I was given number 4.
And you're big.
And you play defense. Big. Yes, I was big. So that worked. Nobody called me King Kong or anything, but, you know, whatever.
They could have.
It worked, yep.
Lemelin got the whole game.
Oh.
11 goals against.
That's tough.
I think that was more of a thing then. They didn't always come out, goalies, when they gave up 3 in the first period or something. They didn't always come out. Am I right? When did that become, like, the norm?
That's a good question. I don't know that you're right. It would make sense that it's a tactic that's evolved with time. I mean, everything does, mostly, except for maybe us, but, you know, mostly. So I think, I didn't mean you and I meant, you know, anyway, stop digging. I don't know. I don't know if that has evolved over time. It does, you know, in those days, if the coach was mad at the goalie to begin with for some reason, like thinks the guy's underperforming or doesn't like how he's handling himself, that you would leave guys in just to punish him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, you're going to, and now, you know, the players have so much more power now. You know, we saw what happened, and not that Pete DeBoer wasn't going to get fired for losing in the Western Conference Finals a third year in a row or whatever it was. But the situation he created with his goalie, who outranks him organizationally kind of by a lot, you know,
last year put
an end to that. Like, that's it. You just dug a hole with one of your best guys, one of our highest paid guys. Goodbye. That didn't exist in the 80s, really, to that extent. So, I mean, I don't know the backstory on all this, but it's possible that Lemelin was, you know, in a bad spot with his coach. He's like, I'm not saving you. just suck it up, buddy.
Right.
You know, that led to Patrick Waugh, you know, getting out of Montreal. That same sort of, you know, tactic, I think.
83-84. How many teams in the NHL, there were 21 teams, how many finished that season with more points than the Sabres did? This is a question for me, if not for you also, because I'm revealing that I never would have gotten this. Like,
what year are we talking?
83, 84.
Okay.
Like, so 80.
That's a dip in their timeline, is it not?
Yeah, 80 is, okay, I know. I was little, and I remember watching them in the semis. Like, I know 70s were mostly good. Yeah. 80 was really good. And then the 80s where they could never win a round.
Right.
83-84.
I'm going to guess that 20 teams.
You think they were last in the league?
Yeah.
They were 1 point out of second.
Wow. I'm like trying to piece together what year is Pierre Turgeon? It's way
okay.
Too early.
This was, I think, so 103 points. 48, 25, and 7 ties.
Wow.
Is the Sabres record, 83-84. They finished 1 point behind Boston in the Adams. And by the way, the Islanders also had 104. Edmonton had 119. Edmonton finally wins this year. This is their first cup.
Okay.
So I'm 1 point out of the second best record in the NHL, 83-84. Quebec sweeps the Sabres. I was at game 2. And remember, before the game, just sort of people are milling around, right? It's like between the warm-ups and the game, like Zamboni, just 10, 15 minutes before face-off.
The one Zamboni.
And people are milling around, and I don't know if I was even in the conversation, but there was a guy talking to people who was adamant, this is game two of the first round, best of five, and the Sabres had lost game one to Quebec. And I remember a guy standing there going, they are not coming back. This is the last game of the year. They are not. 103, it's Buffalo.
Yep.
103 yep. points.
Right.
Lost game one. And I remember this, I can't picture him, but I know the story. And there, I'm 12, and there's a guy there going, this is it. They're losing, and they're not coming back. And he was right.
Yeah, well, scoreboard.
I guess. And
scoreboard.
The next, he called it. I'm sure he felt great. I'm sure he called us the next day. I told you.
Right.
I don't know if you guys remember me. But I called in 40 years ago to tell you that the Sabres would lose to Quebec in the first round. Do you remember me? No. So the next year they make the playoffs again. They give Quebec a five-game series. They lose in Quebec in the fifth game. Has the show ever sounded older than Quebec references?
Yeah.
And that's
need the years, but yeah.
That's it. After that, it bottoms out until like Hasek almost.
Right.
Well, 90 was good. 90 was very good, but the same thing happened. They lost in the first round.
Yeah.
And then Hasek is 93.
Well,
Mayday.
Right. He comes in relief, though. Like, he's not the guy yet.
No.
Like, he becomes the guy in the following spring is the Dave Hannon game and all that. Like, so he's a stud then. That might be his first Vezina.
But he doesn't win a series until when?
Ooh, let's see.
98. He doesn't play in 97.
He played a little. Yeah, but he was. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, does he play?
They won that series, but Steve Shields largely. Right?
Did Dom play at all in the series? Did he start the series in Ottawa?
Yes, he played. He played in that series, but took himself out. I believe that's what happened. I'm almost sure he played some of it.
Okay, this is Nolan.
Right. This is Nolan, and this is Jim Kelly, the hockey writer, and the confrontation with Hasek and all the stuff. Yeah, that's that. That's right. Is that
that's
that
right? But I'm not sure he plays at all. I'm looking.
Mm.
He does. He played game one at least. So. You got that. So okay. He was in that for part of the series they won. That's his first series win. Then 98, they won two rounds with him. Even though you get Rolison in 99. In 99, you get Rolison.
Right, in the Toronto series. Yeah, because there was, here we go again. In 99 when he comes up lame and can't play early in that series. But he did come back, obviously.
Is this fun?
Yeah.
Is it? Good.
Yeah.
I love a Sabres rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Even if it's like miserable, I still love it.
Yeah.
I love it more than most current, team discussions. Dom plays in game three in Ottawa, but he doesn't finish the game. So he leaves with an injury. I can't remember this. I don't remember. I can't picture it, I meant to say. I cannot picture this happening. But he plays like half the game, middle of the second period, not even between periods. Middle, he must leave. He's got an injury or something. He leaves in the middle of the third game. Shields finishes it. They win. All right, this I bet you'll remember. So they're down 2-1 in this. This is game three in 97 in Ottawa. They're down 2-1 mid-third. And Hasek has left. They tie it on an unassisted Daryl Shannon goal. Okay.
Holy cow.
And they win it on a Ward goal with 20 seconds to go. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
All right. I thought maybe it would. It really doesn't for me, but
yeah.
20 seconds to go to win the game.
Ward especially, because Ward was, there were a lot of those guys were Nolan guys. But like Ward, the only time Ward had what looked like a promising NHL career was in this pocket of his career, really, with Nolan. It just, you know, I shouldn't say it that strongly. He did continue to play a prominent role with Pekka and Virata later on. But it's like his foot in the door was Nolan. And yeah, I can even remember it sort of feeling there was so much that was sort of, you know, take a side, right? Here's the greatest goaltender in the world. Here's this hardworking team and this gritty coach. And it definitely seems like there's some sort of problem between the parties. I don't think we knew exactly what. And Ward scoring that goal, I feel like I can see him skating to the bench, sort of like, you know, yeah, we don't need the goalie. Or yeah. But again, you're foisting your own narrative.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Narrative on it, or just how it felt to you as a fan, or me as a fan at the time, but Ward was, to me, one of the core Nolan guys.
Game five, so it's 2-2. Shields plays game four in Ottawa. They lose in overtime 1-0, but that's seemingly going well. I was in Rochester, and like they took Shields from us for this because Dom left. If he wasn't there already, I guess he plays in relief in game three, so he's there already for whatever reason. I don't know. Game five is in Buffalo, and it's Shields and then Trefilov. Because they're down and they pull Shields for Trefilov. So Shields got that opportunity over Trefilov, apparently.
Yeah.
In 97. Game six is in Ottawa. Shields, Sabres win, shutout, and then game seven is Plant.
Right.
And then we entered.
Somewhere in between all of that, maybe after game five at home, is when the thing with Dom and the media and our friend, our late great friend Jim Kelly, that sort of boils over, I think, because it happened in Buffalo. The confrontation between the two men happened in Buffalo, and it would make sense to me that it would have been like before. I don't think it happened after they won the series. Like, I think it happened.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah,
but he never returns.
No, that's right.
That season, it's Shields.
Shields starts the Philly series and they lose in five.
Gets in a fight.
Pretty meekly, yeah.
Ed Ronan scored
an overtime goal in Philly.
Yep, just to keep them alive.
The series home for game five.
Yep, got that.
Yeah, I still remember talking off the air, like I would have been still talking on the air weekly to Rob Ray then, but I remember off the air before game five, before game four in Philadelphia, talking with Rob. And like they wanted so badly to just get the series home, just win a game and just bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't think, you know, I don't remember if he said it plainly, like, you know, we're down bad, you know, I don't think we're gonna win the series. We just want to get home.
Yep.
So he probably left out the part about we're not gonna win the series, but like we just really want to get a bring this thing home.
Which they did.
Which they did. Ed Ronan. Yeah.
I didn't know Kelly then, and I was not around the Sabres at all. But when I got here, so like fall of 2000, and got to know him, and then it wasn't long before Hashioki cropped up. And I hadn't known Hashik at all, but I knew sort of the story with him and Jim, and like I was nervous about it. You know, like I'd heard that Ruff loved it and it was like this killer thing that we had.
Yeah.
And I didn't really want to bump into Dominic Hasek, really, right?
Right.
But Kelly told me, and now he has this history with Hasek. He told me that despite it, one time he was in the locker room with his grandson, his young grandson, and he's like, Hasek could not have been sweeter.
Yeah.
He was just sort of, you know, he engaged with the boy, is really young, and he just engaged with them, and that was like something that Kelly wanted you to know about Dom.
Yep.
Is that, hey, business is business. Despite things happen.
Yep.
But I was in there with my grandson to just show him the locker room, maybe after a practice or something.
Uh-huh.
And Hasek was like sweet to him. And I liked that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
And well, I never had any issue with Hasek. I didn't really talk to him that many times, but nothing ever came up about the bit. I mean,
right,
basically,
yeah.
We're making fun of his accent every day on the air. Right. He could have had a problem. Yes. He would have been kind of
justified. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
He could have said something.
Yeah.
Wow. But he never did to me. So.
It was a great, it was an all-time great bit. It really
it was.
It really was.
It started with Larry Felser.
Really?
Yes.
How do I?
I did once a week with Larry Felser, like with Steve Cishan was the producer, and it was pretty early in my tenure. And we did, I did like 10 questions for Larry Felser in the middle. We had an hour together maybe.
Uh-huh.
And I did 10 questions for him. And one of the questions out of nowhere was the Lady Marmalade song, Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir, but in Hasek's voice. That was the question. And Larry was just completely dumbfounded. Like, what has happened to my career? I've been here with this punk, and he's doing what? Like, what's happening right now?
And he'd already worked with me. Like, so, wow.
Yeah, like, I thought things would get better.
Right.
I came over here. I thought things would be more professional. But no, guess what? So, but he was like, he had this great, Larry had that great smile, and he enjoyed it. And then it became, that was the first ever Hashioki moment was with Larry. And then it became a big deal.
So
all right. Thanks for indulging us here as we just sort of wander through Sabres history. Calgary in town tonight, 7:30.
Can you stomach the idea of this being a big game tonight?
No, you can have that. Fine, I get it, but no, I'm not playing big game in November.
Okay.
Bingo. Just, I hope you're right, because that
three
means maybe we'll be getting somewhere here. But.
Three in a row.
It's a team you should beat. What's the odds? What are the odds?
It's a team you should beat. It's a team that is provably worse than you.
Okay.
So that should be in your favor. And if you just look at the teams they're playing this week, you might go, "What an easy week!" But you should check the standings before you consider Chicago for that, because they are roaring right now.
Sabres -156 money line at FanDuel tonight. Sal Capaccio next from Houston. This is WGR.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.